So excited to hit the road in the ACC?
Bob, it's a great challenge in front of us. NC State, you know, picked to win the league. It was interesting on the ACC teleconference or whatever they call it today. You know, they talked about, you know, maybe them being a little disappointed in their season or whatever. I think they're 13-2. You know, they lost on a neutral court to a top 25 team in Oklahoma State, and then lost at, I don't know what Michigan is now, number 2 or 3 in the country on the road. So, I mean, they're good. They're super explosive. They got great veterans that have been through, you know, a lot in terms of a couple years ago and then last year making the Sweet 16, and they got a great freshman class that's really sparked them in a lot of games. So they can hurt you in a lot of different ways, and we're going to have to play extremely well for 40 minutes.
One of the better perimeter shooting teams in the league also. They had a little off game against BC, but prior to that, they were shooting the ball well.
Well, the one thing that they do is they get, the, you know, their transition is so explosive that they're leading the country in field goal percentage. They get so many shots around the basket in the open court, and multiple guys. They have great finishers. Obviously, the freshmen all can really finish at the basket in the open court. And with Brown leading the way and with Wood shooting the ball as well as he does, that's a pretty formidable perimeter when it comes to making shots, both inside and outside.
Richard Howell, what have you seen from his progression from the previous year?
Well, if you remember, you can check your notes. I thought he was one of the premier players in the league last year, and probably the most underrated player. You know, I think going into it last year, Brown was, and he kind of stepped up, and I think everybody took notice. But I think with Howell, you know, he's a guy that he made some plays in that BC game that a year ago he wasn't capable of making, passing the ball, different things like that. So he's a guy that's a double-double every single night. He's a tremendous scorer around the basket, great rebounder, and is really a great anchor for them. His consistency is something that, you know, obviously NC State counts on.
Last year, that was probably one of your best games in terms of league play, the performance up in Raleigh. Can you take anything out of that to bring into this season?
Well, if you remember, we played them pretty well here, too.
Yeah.
You know, it went down the last 4 minutes of the game. I think we were leading at halftime. We did a lot of good things against them both times that we played. You know, again, it's a new season. You know, we're a much different team, a much better team. But it's how well you perform during those 40 minutes. We're going to have to do a great job on the defensive end, do a great job on the glass. And then hopefully offensively, when we get some quality looks, be able to knock them down. I said there's going to be times when you're relying on some underclassmen to score baskets for you, there's going to be times when we're going to struggle to make baskets. The thing is you can't you have to continue then to get defensive stops. I thought the last 5 minutes of the game in the first half the other day was a difference in the game. You know, when you had both Daniel and Robert in foul trouble, you know, that really put us in a difficult spot. And so hopefully we'll be able to avoid that when we go on the road on Wednesday.
When you look at Brown and Purvis, it's sort of easy to understand why they're able to push the ball the way they do.
Well, there's not many guys faster in the open court than Brown. You know, Purvis is the guy who's usually out running, and he gets out fast. The one thing, you know, they have a great situation where they can have guys leave because of how he's going to get the rebound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's a great luxury to have when you fly out at a shooter or you got to guard someone on the perimeter, where you don't have any rebound responsibilities, you can really get out fast, and Purvis is as good as anybody at doing that.
How does that affect the way you go at the offensive glass?
Well, we have two guys back. We only send three now, and we've only sent three, so we just got to do a good job in transition. We, you know, as important as our transition defense is, we're still building our identity. And one of that is to get some offensive rebounds. We need to get more of them. I think we had 9 the other night, but that's an area that I think we can improve.
Did you see anything that BC was doing that caused North Carolina State to have an off night shooting-wise? Or Are they playing well defensively?
BC's a well-coached team. You know, they keep you in front, and they're there to challenge every shot. You know, with Clifford inside, they got some size around the rim to challenge some of those baskets. And I think, you know, BC did a good job of taking care of the ball so you didn't give up so many easy runouts, you know. NC State's field goal percentage would be much different if they got 4 or 5 uncontested layups in transition. They didn't get those. So it wasn't necessarily overall what they did, but they eliminated some of the easy baskets that they're so accustomed to getting.
Patience on offense, is that the way you want to, where you want to see this team change the most? Or
well, no, you throw around terms and phrases sometimes as a coach, as a player, whatever. You know, sometimes patience has a bad connotation. We want to be aggressive, and we weren't aggressive enough on offense on Saturday afternoon. We need to see what the defense and aggressively take what the defense is giving you and break down the defense and then attack. And there's, you can break it down sometimes off of one screen, you know, one action. But, you know, you also can't be, I think the better word is you can't be impatient. You can't take wild shots in this league,
right?
Difficult shots early in the shot clock. But we, you know, again, you know, we didn't get many fast break baskets because we didn't rebound the ball well enough on the defensive end. And you know, you have to do that in order to get out and run. And at the same time, there were some opportunities that we, you know, shoulder guys that we could be more aggressive and off of whatever action we're running. And I think that's just something that we need to, you know, get better at.
It seemed like maybe it was more of a hesitation issue at times with the shooting, not maybe like confidence hesitation type thing, because there were open shots and maybe guys weren't falling through or shooting with
their
natural.
Yeah, I mean, we had some good looks at the basket. We just, you know, again, you miss. And then, that, you know, it's like a vicious cycle. Now you're a little more hesitant the next time you got it, or maybe you don't come off that screen quite as hard because you're not thinking shot. You know, we got, you know, some good offensive players that just need to be more aggressive. And that, from our post players, you know, our first post shots were fadeaway jump shots. And you want to set the tone and tempo early in terms of attacking the rim in the post and also from the perimeter as well.
And I guess one other thing that I noticed was, I lost my train of thought. One of the things you're talking about, the aggressiveness, it seemed like there was just a lot of passing and not maybe going up strong when they had an opportunity to maybe get guys in foul trouble or